Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
Happy Feast of the Cross to everyone. I'm sure many of you are surprised when you came in and you noticed that the gospel reading was not the story of the Samaritan woman. Because today the church celebrates a very special feast. Actually, the church celebrates the Feast of the Cross. And we celebrate this feast two times throughout the year. And the Feast of the Cross, the reason why the church wants us to celebrate it frequently is because we need to understand the power of the cross in our lives. We need to understand that the cross is the means by which we were healed. By His stripes, you'll see in one of the readings today in the Catholic, it says, by His stripes we were healed. I want us today to meditate on some of the things that we learn from the message and the power of the cross. Can I have the thank you? So as we go through each of the readings today, I want to first start with Matins reading this morning. And I want you guys to see how the church will always paint the message that she wants her beloved to hear. So it starts first with the Matins Gospel. And as you read the Matins Gospel, it's from John chapter 12. And it says, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. And by the way, this is in the farewell discourse that Christ had at the last in the Garden of Gethsemane. We read in the middle portions of the Gospel of St. John 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, we read Christ's final message to His disciples. And He says these words to him, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Look at the point that Christ, what His feelings are. He's saying to His Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. For the purpose of saving my beloved. Father, glorify Your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people, what? To myself. This was the point of the cross. This was the whole point of the incarnation, is God could not stand for His people to be away from Him. He could not stand for another second for them to be far off. And in fact, when you read throughout the life of Christ, everything that He was doing from the moment of His incarnation all the way to the moment of His resurrection and His ascension was a means of salvation for us. It's not just at the cross. The cross is where everything comes together, and it's fulfilled in the resurrection. But as we continue on, He says, the goal is to draw all men onto Himself. Now, as we keep going, let's go now to the Pauline. Look at how it starts. Verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it's what? The power of God. Look how Christ took the cross, which was a means of shame, a means by which any person who was put on a cross was to be ridiculed and disrespected. He took a cross and converted it into what? The power of the cross. To those who don't see, like when you look at other faith systems and they talk about Christianity, they say, how can God take flesh and how can God die? This is foolishness. It's a scandal. There's no way that this could possibly happen. But Christ takes the foolishness of this world, man's perspective, and He chooses to come and take that which was a means of shame and turn it into a means of life for us. I want to read to you what we will pray later in the Syrian fraction. And I'm jumping all over the place for a reason, because I get really excited when we talk about the cross. So look what we're going to read later on in the Syrian fraction. He was pierced with the spear in His side, out of which blood and water flowed for the forgiveness of the whole world. His body was smeared in them, and his soul came and was reunited with his body in place of sin which engulfed the world. The Son died on the cross and turned us from the way of life on the left to the way on the right. He made peace through the blood of his cross, uniting and reconciling the heavenly with the earthly, the people with the peoples, and the soul with the body. When you look throughout all of the teachings that the church is trying to give us about the power of the cross, it's telling us that the cross is the means of reconciliation. The cross is the means where we were once separated from God through our own shortcomings and through our own brokenness, and Christ came to unite us back with himself. Actually, when you see Abuna in a few seconds, he'll play the prayer of reconciliation, and he'll hold a veil. And that veil is meant to be the wall of separation which was between man and God. And the deacon will stand on the other side and he'll hold a cross. And that cross, which he holds, is the means by which the wall of separation was broken down. You see how the church in the liturgy is trying to teach us her theology? The cross is what reconciles us with God, but most importantly, reconciles us with one another. And this is what I want to focus on for the remaining few minutes. I feel like sometimes we take the message of the cross and we say, Lord, what a beautiful message. You came and you healed me and you love me so much. But my question to every single one of us, why do we start the liturgy of the faithful with the prayer of reconciliation? Is that how can I be reconciled with God when I'm not reconciled with my brother? How can I expect that God will forgive me if I have held grudges against my brothers and sisters, if I have turned my back on my brothers and sisters when they maybe have had moments of weakness? God, in his love, that while we were still sinners, Christ came and died for us. He didn't wait till we were righteous. He didn't wait till we were good. He came and died for our sake while we were still sinners. Even on the cross, when they were putting nails into his hands, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can you imagine that even on the cross, he's pleading for the sake of those who are abusing him and ridiculing him? My question for every single one of us is, are we willing to carry our own cross? Are we willing to actually bear the cross of forgiveness, bear the cross of blessing those who curse us, blessing those who have hurt us? When you look at the Catholic epistle today, the Catholic epistle was from St. Peter, and you'll see what he says, which is very, very beautiful. Sorry, forgive me in my slowness of finding the readings. Therefore, where are we? There we go. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable. If because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully, what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults? You take it patiently. But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. When someone hurts you and you bless them, when you do good and you suffer for the sake of doing good, when somebody has harmed you and somebody has intentionally done something and you participate in a divine act, which is the act of forgiveness, you are doing what your master has done. You are doing which God has called every single one of us to do. My challenge to every single one of us today is there a person that you have a grudge towards? Is there a family member that you are angry towards? Is there a friend that you're angry to? Is there someone who's hurt you that you have carried the anger in your heart for so long that you cannot seem to let go of it? My question to you is, who is the one that carries the burden? The person who's hurt you or you? Who is the one that feels all the emotional pain? The person who's hurt you or you yourself? Christ has come and he's made the prerequisite for all of us that we forgive our brothers before we can be forgiven. The vertical affects the horizontal, or the horizontal affects the vertical. So how can I stand before God and say, Lord, forgive me my sins, when I have held on to anger and held on to different things for other people? Let us all approach the Eucharist today, and let us all approach the power of the cross today and saying, Lord, I see how much you see me as a sinner and you still love me. I see you, Lord, how much you know that I do behind closed doors. You know what's in my heart. You know what I think. You know how much I murder many of my brothers and sisters in my heart. You know how many times I've done sin after sin. And yes, maybe nobody can see it, but you see it. And Lord, you have your arms open to me. You have your arms open to me. You visit me. You care for me. You desire me. And to the point that even though I am so ugly, you still came down and chose to die for my sake. So why? So that you can restore me to what I rightfully was supposed to be, in your image and your likeness. Let us all be encouraged today that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it's the power of God. The power of God, why? Because the cross can take a prostitute and turn her to a virgin in St. Mary of Egypt. The message of the cross can take a murderer and turn him into a saint in St. Moses the Black. The message of the cross can convert any person who is far off into a place of sainthood. Every single one of us today, be encouraged that though we are in darkness many times in our life, the moment that we turn our face towards the cross with a heart of repentance is the moment that God has his arms open to us and says, come to you, blessed of my Father, because I've come to heal and to bring that which was cast off. I want to close off with the final verse from the gospel. For the reading today, George stole the iPad from me. He wants to indicate to me that I'm preaching for too long. Last thing, guys. Forgive me. When you read the gospel reading today, look at what happens to those who know the voice of the Good Shepherd. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. This is a message of encouragement for us today. No one is able to snatch you out of your Father's hands. No one. In the moment that you turn your face to him and ask him for healing through his life-giving cross. May all of us be encouraged today, and as we approach the Eucharist, to say to him, Lord, what is there within me? Or what person am I angry to? Or what burden, what struggle am I carrying that I need healing from your life-giving Eucharist and from the power of your cross? May God give you grace and strength this week. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.